Now, Housing Minister Dara O'Brien published a bill yesterday to shake up planning legislation in this country. The minister believes the reforms are needed to overhaul an outdated system, although some Green TDs have serious reservations about the planned new law. And for more, Sinn Féin Housing spokesperson Eoin O'Brien is here in studio. But before we talk about this legislation, Eoin O'Brien, let's talk about the issue that's been preoccupying the Dáil since its return, and this is the issue of expenses. Now, given what we've learned since, doesn't your party owe Pascal Donoghue an apology?
No, I don't believe so. And the attempt by some politicians to draw an equivalence to what are effectively relatively minor administrative errors on our part versus refusal and failure to declare very significant corporate donations in kind is a world of difference. We have made a number of errors. They have been brought to our attention in some instances by the media. And as soon as they have been brought to our attention, we've rectified them immediately. That's a world of a difference for Pascal, who failed to declare significant donations, was notified in 2017, did nothing about it, was notified in 2022, did nothing about it, came before the Dáil once, didn't declare his full donations, and still has very significant questions to answer.
You say you don't owe him an apology. The sums involved a couple of hundred genuine mistakes in his case. You went before the Dáil, your party spokespersons. You accused him of concocting stories. You spoke about cock and bull stories. You spoke about laughable explanations. Now you're coming back with the same explanations for what are actually many more events. I mean, I can list them. 2016 events, we had seven elections, bills totalling 2,100 undeclared. The Independent approached you about it early in the week. It took a couple of days before they got the full answers. The Servation Survey, 7,000 there, not declared until contacted by the Irish Times. I think a couple of times there. The invoices returned as paid in euros when they were paid in sterling. Again, you're saying just a genuine mistake, completely different from Pascal Donoghue. Lynn Boylan's and Matt Carthy's returns for the 2019 euro elections. Party didn't return how much spent on each candidate. Leonie Rea, the total expenditure, including party, not reported. The ABU database, you were involved in that. How was that paid for? How has that been returned? You were throwing stones in glass houses looking at your track record here, weren't you?
I genuinely don't agree. And again, I'll make the distinction, which is in all of those cases where mistakes were made, the moment they were brought to our attention, we acknowledge the mistakes and we rectify them. The big difference between that and Pascal Donoghue
is... exactly what Pascal Donoghue did.
I'm sorry. Pascal Donoghue was notified in 2017 of failure to declare corporate donations and did nothing about it. He was notified again in 2022 about those donations and did nothing about it. He came to the Dáil.
He apologised to the Dáil for that error in 2017.
I accept that.
He does not have a list half as long as the list of amendments to the SIPO record that your party now has to make.
The key issue and the key difference is Pascal Donoghue still hasn't accounted for the full commercial value of not one, but two commercial donations from a significant business figure who went on to get appointments to state boards, some outside the public appointments process, and is a recipient of very significant state contracts.
But there is nothing wrong in anyone doing business with the state.
I accept.
You cannot start making that a crime. There is nothing wrong with somebody doing work for their community pro bono. And I would rather than talking about other people, I would like you to tell me, for instance, the ABU database, the electrical database that was so controversial and a breach of data regulations. How was that paid for? Has that been returned to SIPO?
Sure. So the issue in question is the hosting of that website. The cost of that is €45 a month. It's a recurring charge. Our understanding is because it's a recurring charge that would have to be paid whether it was an election or not, there is no requirement to record it as an election expense. But it is recorded and it is published in our annual accounts. Now, SIPO have written to us on foot of a complaint from a Fine Gael activist. We will absolutely respond to them. But our understanding is, like, for example, the hosting of your party website, because it's not a specific election expense, it's just an ongoing recurring expense. It doesn't require declaration in your election returns. It's €45 a month. But it's you that's drawing the equivalence. I'm not bringing Pascal into this conversation. You're drawing an equivalence. And what I'm saying is there is a world of a difference between administrative errors, no matter how sloppy they are, and the refusal and failure to answer questions about significant corporate donations. They aren't the same thing.
There's no refusal and failure.
And I'm not...
The minister, just for the record, because, you know, it's important to be accurate here. The minister answered questions in the Dáil and is cooperating fully with SIPO, which I presume your party will also do in relation to the SIPO complaint against you.
Absolutely. And we will look forward to that. And I've also given you very straight answers to the questions in terms of costs. However, it is our view, and not just Sinn Féin's view, but the opposition's view, that in fact Pascal hasn't answered key questions, both in relation to the corporate donation in kind in 2016 and again in 2020. And the significance of his failure to do so is Pascal may actually be in breach of the overall spending limits in both elections, something that even with the list of administrative errors, and in my view, sloppy administrative errors that the party has made, we would not be. They are not the same. And on that basis, I think it is a mistake to draw a false equivalence.
Okay, you don't think that's hypocrisy, no? Double standards, no?
We are being absolutely transparent and rectifying every error, and we are being honest with the public. Pascal still hasn't declared full
SIPO
value of the corporate donations, and he still hasn't clarified whether he breached spending rules. Absolutely, and I accept that.
Against you and against him, and it is it's their job to make the findings of fact in all of this. On the planning legislation, it is a huge, huge piece of legislation. But given the figures we saw yesterday in the Irish Times that we need double the amount, and the government has exceeded its targets for this year quite substantially, but we need at least double the amount, probably up to 62,000. If we've any chance of getting that, don't we need something like this planning legislation? Don't we need an end to the non-stop objections to developments across the country?
Well, the first thing is it's really important if we're going to have consideration of what is probably one of the longest pieces of legislation in modern history at 740 pages, that we have an evidence-based discussion. And a lot of the discussion in the public arena at the moment about planning is based on misunderstandings. The Office of the Planning Regulator published a report only a couple of weeks ago. 85% of all planning applications are approved. Only 3% are judicially reviewed. We have over 90,000 units of accommodation for which planning has been granted, and a very, very small number of units in terms of the overall quantum are delayed.
So is the Minister right when he says planning legislation needs to be overhauled?
So the first point I want to make is the planning system is not responsible for the housing crisis. And while the private sector have met their targets for last year, the government have not met their targets, but their social and affordable housing targets are way off. Having said all of that, there is a need to reform our planning system. And in fact, I've been calling for significant reform for many years. And therefore, I think the publication of the bill does give us an opportunity to have a kind of a once-in-a-generation review of that system.
Right. But we had this before from Owen Murphy with the strategic housing plans and all that kind of, and that was going to be the biggest overhaul of planning, and an awful lot of that ended up in the courts. Certainly there are Green TDs who think there could be court challenges to aspects of this. Do you think the same thing is going to happen again?
So, in the bill itself, there are potential positives, but there are also huge risks. And in fact, when Simon Coveney introduced the strategic housing developments and told us that was going to speed up the process, I was one of the opposition TDs who warned him in committee that it would lead to increased litigation and delays, and we were correct. Some of the potential positives are the move to a plan-led system, statutory timelines, but there isn't enough clarity in the bill, and we don't know whether there's going to be adequate resourcing of local authorities and a board planola to achieve that. There are some huge risks. We're seeing a further centralisation of planning authority in the hands of the minister, not the Oireachtas, but in the minister. And that was one of the problems, not just with the SHDs, but with Owen Murphy's changes.
That's the strategic housing developments, yeah.
Absolutely. But also with Owen Murphy's changes, for example, to design standards for apartments and building heights. And the issues around judicial reviews, I want to be very clear about this. I agree with the minister that the courts aren't a good place to make planning decisions. My fear in what's in this legislation, it will actually increase litigation, particularly satellite and higher court litigation, at the same time as trying to deny access to justice. There is a very clear reason why we've had an increase in judicial reviews. Conflicts between central government policy and local government policy. Let's fix that issue rather than denying people access to what's an important part of our planning system.
So there is going to be an enormous amount of debate around this. And the Housing Committee, it's going to be holding, is that public hearings? Is
Absolutely.
That right? Tell us about that briefly.
Yeah, and again, keep in mind, this piece of legislation is going to affect tens of thousands of people for decades. This is enormous legislation. And I would really urge the minister not to make the mistakes that he's made over the last number of years in trying to ram as complex planning legislation through at the last minute, because that always comes back to bite him. The Housing Committee will, for 5 weeks, suspend all other business starting from the week after next. We will do 10 three-hour public hearings on the legislation. We will invite in all sectors, from government to the private sector, to community, to environmental NGOs, to academics and experts, to hear their views. We will then distill that. We will produce a report. And if we make recommendations to the minister on the draft bill as published yesterday, I would urge the minister to break his record of ignoring our committee and listen to us. Sinn Féin will more than likely be tabling very significant amendments to this bill when we come at a later stage. But what I would say is this: let's have an honest, evidence-based debate around reforming our planning system. Let's not make the mistakes of this government or the last government, which is rushing poorly drafted legislation through at the last minute. But also, let's ensure our planning system makes good quality planning decisions in a timely manner, right, with meaningful public consultation, and not continue the kind of planning legislation which is ultimately a result of industry capture by this government and its predecessor.
All right, and we'll be hearing lots about that as we go through those hearings over the next couple of months. Thank you for coming in to talk to us. Sinn Féin Housing Spokesperson, Ó Briain.